Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
When your boy Flavor Flav counts from three, you're going to go to Cane's and you're going to order hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers. 3, 2, 1. Raising Cane's. One love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine. Rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Monday to you. Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, studio. Bill Bush joins us from afar. Hope you had a wonderful 4th of July weekend. Sip, you get all 10 fingers still, it looks like, over there?
I didn't blow anything off, so I'm good. Thank you. How are your fingers?
Jake, can you hear me?
I got you,
Bill. Jake is up, Bill.
We can hear Bill. We can hear Bill. We got him. We have audio. I have all 10 fingers. I think Bill has all 10 fingers, so we have survived the 4th without any injuries at all. That's good.
Do you have all 10 fingers, Bill? That's the question.
Yes.
He's showing 10. He's showing 10 to the screen. Yes, Bill has 10 fingers. He's good.
Welcome. Bill is on location.
I see the piano in the background. He's always got the piano. So
piano's here. Everything's going great. Yes, had a task I had to complete after the show here with some helping out with the parents on a couple things, and so we had to reverse course and have to be from afar today. So I apologize for that to the Breakers. What a great weekend it was! It was a Jake Sorensen weekend for me, so it was incredible.
And what does that mean, Bill? A Jake Sorensen weekend.
Well, Jake was in the same proximity as me, so I went and found him on the golf course on Saturday morning.
He did.
Friday morning, July 4th.
That's right.
I just drove around the Niobrara golf course until all of a sudden I spot Jake Sorensen and family playing golf. So I laid on the horn.
He did.
Which indicated to Jake that I was there. Mm-hmm. And then I walked out onto the course and watched him play golf for a while.
He did. This is all true.
You just were watching.
Yes.
You're watching.
Now, Bill had told me last week that this is the flattest golf course in America. He's right. You could be on one side and you can see somebody else across the golf course. There's no hills at all. It is completely flat. So Bill was correct in that, and so that's why he could see us from anywhere in the air.
I'm sorry. What's the course?
Niobrara Valley.
Sorry. Niobrara Valley.
That's right.
Yes. Great course. You can see all 9 holes.
You can.
From wherever you're at. You can see everyone.
It's a 9-hole course.
It was ever on the course at one point in time, you can see everyone. When they tee off and you're on 8 or 6 or 4, it doesn't matter. You can see everyone.
You can wave to them.
That was an incredible part of the start of my morning. Got to see Elizabeth in Scotland and her parents out golfing. So it was very spirited. And then Jake Sorensen made an appearance for our shrimp and crab leg boil at the cabin.
Nice.
That
nice.
Did happen. That was Saturday night. It was an awesome time at the cabin. My family keeps saying that the amount of food that was there is still incredible to them today. This day they had crab legs, they had shrimp, they had corn, they had potatoes, and Dewey sausage. It was a dream, Bill. A buffet of dreams on Saturday.
Buffet of dreams.
Buffet of dreams.
just kept rolling out.
The Sorensen family got very involved, which made us feel very happy. There was just gobs of big squares of butter everywhere.
Yes.
And we just throw all the food on a table, on these long tables covered in butcher paper.
Yep.
And then you just have at it.
Just dig
so
in.
No one knows. No one has any idea how much you've consumed. Jake told me later that he felt without the crab legs, just shrimp alone, he had 45 jumbos.
That's what I said. About 45 shrimp, I think.
Oh, God.
That was the number. You know, just peel them off, eat them, peel them off.
Did you think you had 45?
About, yeah, in that range, probably. I couldn't stop.
Are you exaggerating?
I have a problem with shrimp.
No, he's not exaggerating.
Bill watched me. I just kept going and going and going.
45 is a number now. That's a number.
A lot of shrimp.
That's a number. It goes down.
Well, they tasted incredible. I couldn't stop.
You, Americans, we do this thing. I mean, all our celebrations are food-oriented. It's amazing.
I think the world does that.
Is it?
You think just America celebrates with food?
Maybe not. Maybe some countries more than others. But
probably
America,
just four other countries, you think,
Steve? Four in the world. Us and four others. That's it.
Probably four other countries.
Very
yes.
food-oriented. You just slough down as much food as you can.
If you ordered from a menu and you got 12 jumbo grilled or sautéed shrimp, that'd be incredible. Jake had 45 of them.
Yeah, I'd quadruple that.
They were the jumbos.
Is it
they
possible
were all
you had 30?
Well, it's at least 30, yeah. 30 is the minimum I had.
Whoa. That's a lot. Yeah,
I felt great. I feel awesome.
Did you have some corn?
I had some corn, two little corn on the cobs. I had, I don't know, like 8 potatoes. I mean, many, many potatoes. Nice. And probably 6 sausage, andouille sausage bites, and then the rest was shrimp, and it was awesome.
Sounds good.
I couldn't ask for a better meal on a Saturday night.
That sounds good.
So I got to see Jake Sorensen twice over the holidays. So that was my holiday, which was incredible.
What else?
That's about a wrap for me. That's about it. So Jake Sorensen supplied me with all the and family, everything I needed for my 4th to take place. And other than that, that was about it. We hung out a little bit at the cabin, and that wrapped it up. What'd you do, Steve? I see you have a polo on.
He does, yeah. Who are you talking to today?
Nobody. What is today?
It's July 7th.
Yeah, it's July 7th. I'm not. No, there's no interviews. In fact, we don't have the Husker Online show is not going today. I don't have anything.
It's a random shirt to wear there.
I just
a
put
nice,
on a
very
white
nice
shirt.
White polo that says Husker Online on it.
I just put on a white, because it's hot out. That's the reason I have a white shirt on. There's no interviews.
Should wear a non-polo.
I just have to write today. I don't know. I don't think I have any interviews. So, I mean, no, I don't even have to be anywhere.
So what did you do for the weekend, though, Steve? We've
nothing
got no
major.
Information
I mean, I was. I told you I had to hunker in with Bullet, and that was. It's not good. The force not good for Bullet. He weathered it perfectly fine. But it was two nights. Trix goes to a lake with one of her good friends. It's an annual thing. It just became an annual thing about 10 years ago where I just stay with Bullet. And she heads off to the lake. And we just kind of, we're just hunkered in at the house, which was fine with me. Yesterday I went to Ruhlman's. And that was...
Again?
Yeah. Ruhlman's with Red. Red is the originator of... He's a high school... He was a good friend in high school, one of my best friends, and he's the originator of sport. He's the one who identified it, that when he would call me at the Journal Star, he's the one who started, you know, kind of making fun of the way I answered the phone. Sport. So now when we see,
Red would call you on a landline.
Yeah,
Journal Star.
Yeah, and I'd
just
answer.
Just to hear you answer the phone. And that, did you just hang up sometimes? Because that would be fun.
No, there's a variety of friends that used to do that. Just a almost kind of just there's one of my former girlfriends who once called and got me. She was incredibly funny. And she called as the Omaha Duquesne volleyball coach. And she started giving me a box score. And she was really annoying the way she was doing it. But she got me for about 4 minutes. I typed in this entire box score. And she said, "This is Chris." And I'm like, oh, my God.
I can't imagine how many times I would have called you.
Oh, seven times a day?
Imagine how many times. I would have just hung up and just laughed.
Oh, yeah. There were some pretty funny ones. But yeah, Red liked doing that, and he now whenever, anytime he like even caps a text, he'll say, "Hey, I'll meet you at 5:45." Sports.
That's a proper tag out there.
Yeah, it's kind of funny, but I ventured off my main food at Ruhlman's. By the way,
the sirloin.
I did have sirloin. No, no, hold on now.
Well, what's your main food?
I did have sirloin, but I usually get broccolini and a baked potato.
You're talking about the sides here.
Yeah, I changed it. I got crab rice, which that was one of the best moves I've ever made. Crab rice. I could just get a big plate of crab rice. It'd be really good. And this is really
I've never heard of crab rice
before.
It's very
uninteresting. Crab rice, and I got Brussels. You know, the Brussels sprouts, and they make them in some way that's like caramelized or something.
Yes.
Really good. So it was, once again, it was a great experience at Ruhlmann's.
Was Phil there?
No, Phil was attending, kind of like you, had a family matter. Phil is amazing, though. I walked in, and the young girl at the desk just right away said, hey, Phil told me that he's not able to be here.
You're a celebrity there. Everywhere, but there for sure.
No, I wouldn't say that. Just the awareness that Phil had to have the person tell me right away. So I wouldn't wonder. So Phil had...
And you were just whisked off to your table then?
I was whisked off to the table. Red was already at the bar. And he's very gregarious. So it was quite an entrance. I mean, I'd like a more low key entrance, but I. But he.
What was his? Why was he gregarious? How was he gregarious?
Oh, Red. Red just. He's loud and just, you know, kind of the opposite of me in a lot of ways, and like a. I don't even know. Dude, like, he got into a fighter stance and he hugged me. And,
oh, geez. Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's gregarious. Yeah. Yeah. I get it now. I can see
now,
it all.
We hadn't seen each other in a long time.
What's a fighter stance?
Like when you put up your dukes and you bend your knees a little bit.
Okay. All right. I'm with you.
Like that type of thing. Sports. He did. I think he belted out one of those a few times. And I had the other thing I did that I've never done, Well, I haven't had it in over 20 years, a whiskey sour. I had a whiskey sour. I don't know why. It just sounded like a good summer drink.
And?
It was good. It was excellent. I didn't finish it, but it was excellent.
You went away from the old-fashioned or a margarita.
Yeah. In hindsight, I kind of wish I would have done. They're really good old-fashioned. I wish I would have done old-fashioned. But anyway, that's it. It was fun. It was last night. So it was a little out of my comfort zone, but...
out on a school night.
Okay. Right, Bill. A little out of the comfort zone, you know?
That doesn't sit well with me either, the school night thing. That's not good.
We got to learn to venture a little bit, I think. It wasn't a big deal. Right down... Ruhlmann's is amazing because it's really a nice trip down Highway 6 for if you live in Lincoln. That's kind of a good part of the experience, in my opinion.
We try to sell that to people. Yes, it's a nice drive, so thank you.
You're welcome
for confirming that, Sip. It is a nice drive down Highway 6.
Yeah, it sounds like everybody had a nice fourth.
I did. Played golf twice.
Yeah, did you shoot fireworks?
No, I was just saying, I was probably the closest to fireworks was 10 miles, not by my choice. We were in Niobrara State Park. You can't shoot off fireworks in a state park.
Oh, no, I suppose
and
not.
And so we're going to go to Springfield, South Dakota, on the 4th of July, but the fireworks got postponed because of a rainstorm. And then we were at Bill's on the 5th and decided to just go back to the cabin after that. So we did not go to Springfield. But I was nowhere near any fireworks
weekend. Did you shoot some off?
Did not shoot any off, but we were right at the crux of fireworks. We had fireworks going off basically on top of us.
Oh, and really?
I looked over that area from our area. I could see some fireworks in Bill's area a little bit on top of our perch on the hill. But I was not really near it. It was several miles away from that still.
Okay.
So our setup was good. We had a lot of fireworks. It was very nice. Great situation for us.
Good. Seems like the 4th of July is now in the rearview mirror.
I did come home yesterday and noticed that there's a bunch of scraps of fireworks in my yard in Lincoln, which I was not at over the weekend. So there's a big party on our street that we were invited to. We could not go because we were out of town, but there's probably, I don't know, there's a ton of fireworks in my yard of stuff that was lit up and ended up over there, which is fine. I'm okay with it. I'm not mad.
We have another neighborhood.
No, not at all.
Sounds like we have another neighborhood. Yeah, well, we have fireworks from left on your yard, and it appears that they did it on purpose too, Jake.
Not on purpose. I picked up the fireworks last night. I picked up the fireworks last night. I missed out on a fun party, apparently. I had a good time myself up north, but without fireworks. I did bring some. We never lit them off. Never lit off any fireworks. I thought about giving them to you, Bill, but actually I left them at the cabin when we went to see you guys. So I was going to give you guys those to light off if you wanted to, but they're in Crofton.
A ring doorbell so we can get to the bottom of who left fireworks, shot fireworks on your property.
Well, I don't think we're going to find that because I think it was shot a couple houses down and then the wind blew it into our yard. So we wouldn't have the ring to see what, if anybody lit it off.
What about your cameras? You got on home camera system.
It's just the ring.
Well, you probably want to get to the bottom of this.
What about your neighbor who drinks beer in the yard? He's probably That's sitting Paul. Down, Jake, and probably saw the culprit.
I can ask
who
him.
Who was attacking you?
Paul might have been at the party.
Was there an attack on Jake?
Neighbor Jim might have been at the party as well. Possibly. I don't know. I'll have to ask these guys today when I see them in the neighborhood.
Be delicate. Because
I will be. I will be. I have to go talk to neighbor Jim because I think he thinks I'm mad at him. I'm not.
Oh, see, you got all kinds of tension.
I said on the airwaves that I was just trying to finish the yard. Jim was very nice. We had a good conversation. I am not mad at all at Jim. He offered to have somebody mow my yard because he thought I was mad at him. He said, I'm not mad at all.
There's a lot of tension, Bill.
There's no tension.
Jake, I don't. You might consider moving. I have
worn out my welcome after 8 months.
It's time to start over. Everything's went south. It's been really rough on you, and it's not fair to Scotland.
No. Just need this in her life. Animosity in the neighborhood.
It's not fair to her that she has to start off her life amid all this tension.
Behind the eight ball.
I've already messed up for her, so sorry. We got to move. We're changing hoods. I'm on the look again.
Jake, you got to.
I'm in the market.
You have to be delicate with this conversation. You don't start it with like, "Who shot all the fireworks in my yard?"
I didn't. I just said there's a couple pieces in the yard. I gladly picked them up, saying, "Must have been a good time this weekend that I missed."
That's pretty good. That's
kind Is there any empty beer cans on your yard?
No beer cans.
I don't know how you're going to come off not being passive aggressive on this. It's going to be hard.
Is it too late now? I'm not mad
to say those words. Yeah, it must have been a fun party. There's lots of stuff on my yard.
There's a tone in that, though. I'm not doing that with the tone. It must have been a fun party. That's a good tone.
Don't roll your eyes.
I didn't roll my eyes.
Yeah. Jake, we'll just get you. We'll find you a new house.
Okay,
buddy.
We'll be on the market.
We'll be all right.
Get me on the search.
Yeah,
it was a good run for 8 months at this house.
Eight months of mansion.
Maybe next year we can get to a year before we have to move somewhere
else. The winter was rough.
You wintered very rough. He had a rough winter.
He had to park in the neighbor's driveway.
Neighbor Dave, after he got stuck.
Had to get scooped out. They left his car in their driveway for 3 days.
For a period of 3 days.
Yeah.
And had to be gently
definitely annoyed when I got back there. It's time for you to move. Okay, all right. Hang on. Just give me a second. Sorry. Thank you for helping out.
Jake.
It was a great weekend, though. Thank you for the hospitality for Bill and family and a fun time in Northeast Nebraska.
You had a shrimp boil and a lobster tail boil?
No, it was crab legs. No crab lobster legs. Tail.
God, that sounds
which
good.
Which is excellent still. It was very good.
A lot of salt, a lot of sea salt.
Bill, sea salt?
I think it was called Bayside? Is that what it was?
Okay. Maybe is it Old Bay?
Old Bay, Old yes. Bay. Seasoning, a lot of seasoning.
Corn coupled with seafood is always a good combo. What was for dessert?
There's no dessert. There was no room for dessert. You were so packed full from that.
45 shrimp. Yeah, you probably
I did not need shrimp. I did not need dessert at all.
Bill, did you control yourself to any degree?
Yeah, I was way under that. Still very happy. I like taking part in a little bit of the crab leg, just different things. I kind of just maneuvered. Me and Laura kind of maneuvered around the tables, a big, long table, two of them together. We kind of maneuvered around and talking, and we kind of were part of the shell disposal system.
Okay.
So we would come around and get all the old shells and everything from the crab legs and shrimp and stuff and help create some space for our great friends that were visiting.
Shindy? Was Shindy around?
Yeah. Shindaddy was there. There was 25
people eating at one time.
God dang.
Taylor was there, my brother-in-law, and he got to meet Shindaddy for the first time and was very happy to meet Shindaddy. Yeah.
Worlds collided, yes.
We kind of cooked out back. We cooked on the south side, because we were out of the wind. So that's where we had all the the gas set up and the propane set up for our cookers out back.
You're going to kill me for asking this, but what exactly pinpoint it? Where are we?
What, to the west of Niobrara, Bill? Is that about right?
Yeah. When you look across the river, you're looking directly into South Dakota.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Cross river in a boat, got out, you're in South Dakota.
Really?
Yep.
If you forded the river,
you'd be in a different state when you arrived.
Okay, so you're way up there.
Man. Yes, northeast Nebraska.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't think there's a place in Nebraska if you don't, and when you cross the Missouri, that you're in a different state.
I don't know that.
I think so.
Okay.
I think if you cross the river almost at any point, you're in the, things change on the opposite side. Maybe there's something there, but
I'm horrible with geography.
Well, before we move on, last week was crazy on the show. We had your birthday. We had all the guests here on your birthday. Then we had the remote the next day at the court, at the Residence Inn. We had Mark Manning stop by, Mike Schaefer. Also, we had Bo Lever stop by. Remember Bo Lever?
Bo Lever, that was incredible. Yes.
Well, guess what? Bo Lever's on the phone. He wants to say hello to us. Bo Lever, you're on early break, man. Good to see you on Thursday.
Yeah, it was a good time. So, we had a pretty good time. Everybody liked meeting all three of you guys and smoking got jerky, and he gave us a good deal on some jerky. So it was a good time.
Hey, what, you got a good deal on smoking gun jerky? That's a big deal.
Yeah, we stopped down there, and he gave us a pretty good deal on stuff. So that was a pretty good deal.
Are you back in Texas?
No, we're driving back this morning. We're about to Auburn.
Okay.
So, okay.
Yeah, we're driving back this morning. And my family liked it. Tip that it said that it's like meeting Sean Penn. That was our favorite line.
We've listened to that segment about 100 times.
It was eerie. You were sitting there. Bo Lever,
right in front of us.
The name we've heard.
We had an audience for that remote.
Bo Lever, you've been texting the show for so long, so you always have these mental images of somebody. I don't know. Maybe you fit. I don't know. You kind of fit it, but you're stout. You know, like Sean Penn.
Stout like Sean Penn. When he walked up, that's the first thing I said. It seems like
that's him. It's Sean.
Stout. He reminds me of Sean Penn.
First thought. Well, Bo Lever, it was great to see you. Thanks for bringing the family by, and safe travels back.
Thank you.
Yep.
All right.
Bo Lever. That's it.
Long-time listener, Bo Lever.
Great to meet his family, his son, who I met, actually one of his sons I met in Ireland, getting off the elevator at the, what was that, Aviva Stadium?
That's right.
Getting off the elevator. I actually met one of his sons then, and then he reappeared on, what was it, Thursday? At the gorgeous Residence Inn, which I think we're all impressed by.
And then having the Mangler just appear out of nowhere.
The Mangler. How about the Mangler?
He was great. He's always great.
Brought
he was
T-shirts awesome. For Bill.
the youth sizes, right?
Youth medium.
Youth mediums for all. But I don't know. That Residence Inn, I just know this. When you walk in that lobby, it's beautiful. I hope that people would consider staying there. The closest hotel to the stadium.
That's a big selling point.
Yeah. Oh, Jake, you're the... Well, Bill's a salesman, too. Bill's underrated salesman. You're a pro. But I would sell the heck out of that.
I think they're going to try to do that.
We're the closest hotel to the stadium.
Boom.
Bam.
And sign the contract.
Yeah.
Dad,
breakfast is good.
Dad is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by 738 Ag. Do you need seed, chemicals, fertilizer, or someone to run the sprayer for you? 738 Ag runs the whole show. Custom application included. Learn more at 738ag.com. Joey Robinson and the team in Bertrand helping you out.
It is just a thing of beauty. driving through the and seeing what Joey is getting done in the state. I've never seen crops look this good. Never seen it. I mean, it's literally incredible when you're driving through the state with Joey's technical plan and game plan, and then also just catching a break with a lot of hydration.
Yes. God, it's green. I mean, okay.
Everything's green.
The corn's always green, but what I noticed, Bill, it's a deep green.
Thank you, Steve.
Deep green.
It's a deep. Okay. Stop. It's a
better hue of green this year on the corn, according to Steve.
Yeah, well, it looks like it to me. I was watching. I twice had to venture out to Ashland. You've taught me sort of to look at the corn. It's not. It's got to be over shoulder high now, right?
Oh, I saw a lot of places it was over your head.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
Now a little further north, you're probably about mid chest. Most places,
why is it, where it's at. Why is that, by the way?
Well, you plant a little later, Steve. It's all, yeah. You wouldn't plant in South Kansas the same time you'd plant in Minnesota.
Well, those kind of variances are beyond me.
He's not an ag person, right. Bill. He's got to learn these. We have to learn these things.
We did work the fields.
You detached the corn.
We did work the fields
while Jake was delivering ice cream sundaes to kids around the pool.
I never did that.
He was underpaid.
Our work was harder than people think at the golf course. There's a lot of grunt work over there. Ice cream to people.
At the country club?
Yes.
A lot of grunt work.
Yeah. I'd help fix carts up once in a while. I'd get mechanics involved.
You had to ride the carts?
No, I had to help fix up some carts once
you
in a while.
You were fixing the carts.
I helped, yes. Yes.
So Jake, you were throwing a wrench on some things then.
I was. Once in a while.
Imagine I have a little problem with the suspension, Jake. No problem. Just give it up in the air. I'll get underneath there.
Peek at this right now.
An albino grease monkey.
Jake, put on your coveralls. Head underneath there.
I should have done that.
Albino grease monkey.
Well, we hit a milestone on the 4th of July, and that is the release of the Phil Steele magazine. We're getting closer and closer to football being a reality this fall. We have media days tomorrow, and the Big 12 will get to that next segment, so we do have some sort of presence in football this week. But Phil Steele's magazine is out. Nebraska, I'd say no surprise here, was picked 7th by Phil Steele. Is that correct, Sip?
Yeah. Ohio State won. No surprise, right? Penn State 2, no surprise, right, Bill? Go through them with me. Oregon 3, no surprise, right? Michigan 4, no surprise. It's always those
pretty
teams.
Pretty standard there.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much any of these rankings that come out, it's the top four are usually pretty standard, and there might be a variance at number one. Like, you see Penn State at number one sometimes. Do you ever see Oregon at number one? Not really anymore, do you?
Well, once in a while.
Okay.
They were the first team in the playoff last year.
Indiana's 5. Indiana was 5. Seems high.
Playoff team last year. Don't forget.
Illinois 6. Nebraska 7.
I think Illinois is surprising to me. As much traction as Illinois has received, little surprise Illinois is not higher. I thought they might be as high as a 4th pick. I could see them even picked ahead of Michigan.
Okay. I couldn't see him picked ahead of Michigan. I could see him picked ahead of
Michigan's got quarterback questions. You know, Bryce Underwood, very talented. Is he ready for as a freshman year? Can Mikey Keene be the guy?
If
Underwood's not ready yet, can he deliver there?
Mikey Keene, Bill. Mikey Keene's 5'11". You know, I have issues with.
Yeah, you do. You hate 11. That actually.
Yeah, you know that quarterback for Oregon's a little guy too. He's sub 6 foot, I think. I don't know how you make that work. The Cornhuskers of Nebraska are 7. I'll double check that height on the Oregon quarterback. USC's 8. How's USC at 8 sit with you, Bill?
Well, I think that I'd probably flip them in Nebraska. I'd probably have SC maybe just a shade ahead of them.
Yeah.
But it's pick 'em. It's not a big deal. Like I said, that's not a huge. But it also goes back to I just can't see USC's schedule right in front of me right now. Okay. And so the finishing point, I'd probably go back. I'm probably going to recant that, Steve, just because of the schedule for Nebraska. is I'm pretty sure it's significantly easier than what SC's is, but maybe I'm incorrect.
The USC schedule, real quickly, this, let's just go Big Ten. It's at Purdue. It's Michigan State. So at Purdue, Michigan State. At, okay, then it starts to get real. Then it's at Illinois. Michigan goes to California. At Notre Dame. At Nebraska. Northwestern. Iowa goes out there in mid-November. Then it's at Oregon. And then it's the big rivalry game with UCLA. So once you say USC has this harder schedule.
Schedule's way more difficult.
Yeah, way more. So, okay. Yeah.
If you just take the non-conference, like in their non-conference they have Notre Dame.
Right. Oh, their other they don't have much else in the non-conference. But I agree. The schedule, I'd say their schedule's appreciably harder than Nebraska's.
Yeah, so I'm back in agreement with Phil.
Okay. Iowa Hawkeyes are 9. Now, this is where the world, and you can pretty much every power conference, particularly the SEC and the Big Ten, this is where it gets really interesting, in my opinion. When you have a conference where the Washington Huskies are ranked 10th, you know you're in a grinder. Same with the –
Ranked 10th 2 years ago in the national championship game. Yeah. A historic program have had success. They've had some horrible years, but a lot of success. But they're ranked 10th. Again, agreed. Shocking.
Right. But it just tells you how difficult this world is. And now, Jake, something has happened. Devastating.
Did you lose your link?
Yeah, I lost the ratings. I know that Minnesota. Here's the thing. I have the magazine right in front of me, so I can just consult.
Read from back then. Here we go.
Bill, it's the same principle with Minnesota. Minnesota is ranked 11th. You agree on Fleck. Fleck has been really good at Minnesota, by the way, going into
he's done a tremendous job.
Yeah, ninth season. He's finished with a winning record in conference playing 3 of the last 4 seasons. Minnesota at number 11 indicates that you're in a very strong lead. Rutgers at 12. Wisconsin is picked 13th in the Big Ten.
That's more shocking than
anything,
than,
right?
Than Washington to me.
They're 13th, Bill. Wisconsin. We used to refer to as mighty Wisconsin. They're picked 13th.
5-7 last year. Horrible November to miss a bowl game for the first time in a long time.
First time since, I'm going to say, 2004.
Yeah, and I think in their non-conference they have Alabama.
Yes, they do.
Right. Oh, not by the Alabama. Way, I was wrong on 2 counts that we're going to have to do corrections right away. It's DeMond Williams who's a little guy, not Dante Moore. DeMond Williams is Washington's quarterback.
Dante Moore is 6'3", 210. Yeah. He's fine.
Moore's big. I mixed up my northwest part of the country quarterbacks. DeMond Williams is 5'11".
He's very dynamic, I will say this.
Is he?
When you're 5'11", of course, you better be dynamic. But he is. He can make a lot of plays on the football field. Watch for him to have a very good year.
All right.
I'll be shocked if Washington finishes 10th.
I'll be shocked if he doesn't have a lot of passes batted down. Yes. Wisconsin's 13th. UCLA is 14th.
With Nico at quarterback.
Here's another one. Michigan State, if I'm not mistaken, made the college football playoff 1 year.
Yes,
in the last
2015. 10.
Okay.
That was 10 years ago.
They're 15th. 15th in the Big Ten. I mean, you're in a league when Michigan State's 15th. Now, if you're a Michigan State fan, you're like, what's going on? What happened to this program?
I'm with Jake. That's one of the biggest storylines we've ever covered was the quarterback situation at Tennessee and how that all unfolded with the family, with everyone. And now they're at UCLA in their preseason 14th.
Yes. UCLA's 14th.
And you left Tennessee where you were probably a top, 10 or 12 team?
Yeah. Yeah.
Probably maybe fourth or so in the SEC.
Yeah, I think I've heard I heard 6th on Saturday, but whatever, same.
So fourth, I mean, that low, and you're also going to play in front of 19,000 people, and you're going to play at a stadium that is basically empty, and we traded that all off.
Yep.
That would just be a shocking experience if I'm that family and I'm that quarterback to be. I was in the playoffs last year. I was playing. We've done these
played
things
at Ohio State.
In the playoffs. And now I'm at UCLA. If that holds true and they finish anywhere in that 14 to 12 to 10 range, that would just be disheartening to no end, something you'd never get over.
Yeah. Yeah. Rough. You're getting paid now. Now, you know what? You're not even getting paid as much probably, right? At UCLA. Well,
You know, however you cut it, you're a California resident. Just try those taxes out.
Oh, yep. Boy. Yeah, you're right. Maybe UCLA was surprised.
There, Nico.
Loxley's Maryland Terrapins are 16th. Northwestern's 17th. Purdue's 18th. That's it.
But unlike Arizona State last year goes last to first in the Big 12. There's no chance that Purdue or Northwestern do something like that. It's so bizarre that could happen. They can be so wrong about a team in that conference where we know that there is. Not a 0% chance, but probably a 1% chance of anything like that happening with these bottom teams in the Big Ten.
So worst to first, I think you could take the bottom 10 teams of the Big Ten and say there's really no chance.
The bottom 10, they'll say Purdue, no chance. Well, I'll say 0.1. Northwestern, 0.1. You can't say no chance because you never know. But
very minimal.
Yeah. Maryland, 0.2. Michigan State, yeah, no. They can't do it. I don't think they got it. UCLA, no.
Nope.
Wisconsin, I just
can't see it this year. Hmm.
Rutgers, no way. No history would suggest they could do it. They have games against Oregon, Ohio State, and Penn State. Minnesota, you just can't make a case for them?
Not this year. No. To win the conference? No.
No.
You can't make a case for the Washington Huskies?
No.
No.
How about the Hawkeyes? Can you get – now we're at 9.
Gronowski would have to be an incredible quarterback. The defense will be fine, as it always is. Special teams will be good.
You can get Iowa up to a 6% chance.
Okay, 6%.
Can you get USC up to like a 20%?
No.
Yes.
20?
I say you could.
20% for USC.
Okay, so now we jumped. Okay, now we're jumped. Let's just do the – Nebraska.
Are they at 20% or are they lower than that?
Would you say a little lower, Bill?
I'd go lower.
16%.
But the schedule is very helpful.
SC probably, even though their schedule is more difficult, they probably have a chance to get on a heater a little bit more. So probably a little bit. But now you're what? Like I said, now you're up, you're way past 10.
Yeah.
20. Illinois. Chance.
But he says they have a chance, though.
Percentage chance to win the league. In the 20 range?
Probably 22.5.
Okay.
To be exact.
Cignetti. Google me.
Similar.
You got to get him up in the 31.
Okay. Wolverines.
See, I don't think to win it, I think they're a long ways off from winning it. I think they're about that same. But you could get them as high as mid-30s, maybe a 40.
I don't know if I could get them that high. I get them in the mid-30s. Ducks.
Which, then you get the top three. They all have a great chance. Ohio State, Penn State, Oregon, they all should have a great chance, even though they're picked, Oregon's picked third. No one's saying they'd be surprised if Oregon won the conference at third now.
They wouldn't be shocked at it, yeah. So it's pretty crazy when you look at it that way.
I know.
Especially when you had last year and almost this year when all the Big 12 teams could make a case, all of them.
Right. It's not like that in the Big 10.
No. Very, very different.
Stop him.
SEC would be less. Really, it'd be kind of a Vanderbilt, Mississippi State. You would say in that one percentile. Then after that, I think it probably jumps into the 25 to 30 for team 15.
Who is team 15? Would you say who
was Arkansas?
About? Yeah, Arkansas.
Arkansas
would be
in that conversation.
You'd be those two teams. It'd be Vanderbilt, Kentucky. Mississippi State, Arkansas,
Kentucky.
Kentucky would be way ahead of Arkansas on that one.
Ooh, would they?
Yeah, on no success, I mean. Oh. I would take Arkansas over Kentucky as far as how their season was.
But again, the Big Ten is not – the dynamic's different than the Big 12. Much different,
not
really.
Not deep, very top-heavy.
That's why the Big 12 is so much fun to watch, because you just don't know what's going to happen.
And speaking of the Big 12, when we come back, their media days begin tomorrow in Frisco, yes. Texas. What are the angles of national relevance in the Big 12 conference? That's next on Early Break on the Ticket.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.